Joining us now is Greg Hames of Nippertown.com. Greg comes along about once a month on a Friday to talk about area music, the great sounds of the region, jazz, folk, rock, old-timey, and more. And we're starting out at the Eggs Swire Theater on Saturday with who?
With Brad Meldow Trio. They were, I believe they were at the Egg about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago. One of the best shows of the year. And I don't doubt it's going to be another really good one. Brad's a jazz pianist, and he's got a great group with him. Larry Grenadier on bass and Jeff Ballard on drums. And they've got a new album coming out in June called Blues and Ballads. So hopefully we'll hear a little preview of some of that stuff. But for right now, Brad Meldow Trio from their album Anything Goes, which pretty much sums up his approach to repertoire, because that album has everything from Harold Arlen and Cole Porter to Henry Mancini, Thelonious Monk, Paul Simon. And this one, here's a little bit of Radiohead's Everything in Its Right Place.
Brad Meldow Trio plays tomorrow at the Eggs Swire Theater in Albany. And a week from tonight, Winter Pills at the Linda.
Another one of my favorites. Just a wonderful band out of Northampton. Again, they are just about as eclectic as Mr. Meldow. Their last album was called Echolalia. They have a new album out now, called Love Songs, and I'm sure they'll be playing a lot of that when they play the Linda next Friday. But we're going to hear something from Echolalia, which is, again, their eclectic album. They covered everybody from Buddy Holly to Nick Drake to this one, Sharon Van Etten's One Day.
Week from tonight, just across the street at WAMC's The Linda, it's the Winter Pills, and we're looking forward to that. Super 400, I know that's one of your favorites.
One of my favorite local bands. These guys had major label deal. They've toured all around the world, and they're living in Troy. And if you don't know them, it's classic rock, power trio format. Joe Daly, Laurie Friday, and Kenny Hoffman. They're going to be doing a bunch of stuff toward the end of this month. They're playing at the Hudson Valley Community College Guitar Festival next Friday, April 22nd. And then the next day, they're coming over to Albany, playing at McGeary's Pub as part of the three-day Move Music Festival, which is about 100 bands and 10 different venues over the course of 3 days. If you want, go to Nippertown and check out the lineup for the Move Music Fest, see where everybody's going to be playing. Like I said, 100 bands, so everywhere you go, you're going to see something good. But I recommend Super 400, McGeary's Pub, next Saturday, April 23rd. Here's a little bit of Needle Down from their latest album, Sweet Fist.
Chances to see Super 400 next weekend, Friday, April 22nd. They'll be at the HVCC, Hudson Valley Community College's Guitar Festival, and the next day, McGeary's Pub in Albany, part of the MOVE Music Festival. The Hackensaw Boys, look out, dog, slow down, train.
It's a short story, just right in the title.
Right.
I think it's one of my favorite titles, and it's a great, great song. It's a little switch from Super 400. It's a real foot stomper. These guys are out of Virginia, and they've just got a new album coming out very soon. But they're going to be playing at the Hangar on the Hudson. It used to be the Hangar, now it's the Hangar on the Hudson in Troy on Saturday, April 30th. And I'm not exactly sure what to expect. I've never seen them before. But if this song is any indication, you're in for a rousing foot stomping night. Here's Look Out Dog, Slow Down Train from their album Look Out. Don't take train to the end of mine. Hackensaw Boys will be at the Hangar on the Hudson in Troy Saturday, April 30th. And looking ahead to next month, Thursday, May 12th, at Club Helsinki in Hudson, Sam Baker. Yeah, I don't try to keep it within the month usually, but this is going to be like I think it's the night before I'm coming in for next month. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to let Sam Baker go by unnoticed. He's a Austin, Texas singer-songwriter. And a real storyteller in the mold of, say, John Prine. He's got great, thoroughly interesting backstory. 1986, he was involved. He was on a train in Peru that was hit by terrorists. A bomb went off. And three people that he was with were killed. And he suffered major, major injuries. Had 17 reconstructive surgeries. Managed to teach himself how to play guitar left-handed because his hand was so injured in the blast. And yet he's just a phenomenal singer-songwriter, great, great storyteller. And this his album, Say Grace, was my favorite album of 2013. So I thought maybe we'd listen to a little bit of the title track, Say Grace.
So where does the time go? Now there's gray in her hair. She sits at a dressing table in a wrought iron chair. Wears a terry cloth robe with a tear when she's alone. The TV says war in the Holy Land. She looks at the wrinkles on the back of her hand. Rubs her finger where she wore a wedding band. She looks away.
Sam Baker, what an inspiring songwriter. You'll definitely want to catch Thursday, May 12th, Club Helsinki in Hudson, Sam Baker's Say Grace. And it'll be about a month from now, and Greg Hames of Nippertown.com will join us again. But in the meantime, certainly jump onto his website, Nippertown.com, a great place for music and much more in this region. And Greg, thank you very much.
You bet. Spring has sprung, and it keeps springing.
She goes to the gym, goes to work. Dinner with a friend, falls asleep with the TV on. You know better, baby, say grace. Don't even try, you can't take your brother's place. Don't even try, don't give me that face anymore. Say grace, baby, you know how. All these years, even now, stand up, mother, take a bow, 'cause you still make her